Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone down south there. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Before we get going, I want to read this. It's a prophecy against America. It's right out of the Bible. It's not somebody that just says they heard from the Lord. This is a prophecy against America, Babylon, and her destruction. And the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. Now, I want to stop on that one because that's probably a double reference of there will be no more marriage, there will be no more brides and bridegrooms, but I think this is also relating to Jesus Christ, who is the bridegroom, and of the bride shall no more be heard at all in thee, because they've been removed. They were taken out in the rapture. For in thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Now this is Revelation 18, 23. Now 1 plus 8 is 9, and of course 23. So it's a coded 923. Isn't that interesting? Okay, now the word sorceries, kind of interesting. Medication, pharmacy, that is by extension magic, literal or figuratively, sorcery or witchcraft, comes from a drug. That is a spell giving portion. A druggist, a pharmacist, a poisoner, and by extension, a magician, a sorcerer. So all the nations are deceived by this. COVID-19 is all wrapped up in medicine, isn't it? In pharmakia. In medical mandates, testing mandates, vaccine that they eventually are going to absolutely force on everybody, even though they say the opposite. But notice how it all dovetails back into COVID-19 and its extensions. Okay, now to deceive means to cause to roam from safety. Roam from the truth, or go astray, to be deceived, seduced, wandering, be out of the way. Well, if that doesn't show us where America is and the American people, I don't know what does. What say you, Larry? It sounds awful lot like what's going on.
Yeah, that's... As you was giving that out, I was thinking of all the chemtrails.
Yes, and smart dust, nanobots, et cetera, et cetera. We had chemtrails up here yesterday that were so low and absolutely thick. I've never seen them that thick. I'm beginning to wonder if they aren't getting ready for the final move here to eliminate. We do have the Georgia Guidestones. You don't spend millions of dollars putting up a stone anonymously. We know it's masonry, of course. And their wish to depopulate about, I'd have to say, around 7 to 7.3 billion people would be their heart's desire. They would just love to have that. So I got a feeling that... God has other plans, but anyway, we'll just have to wait and see. I got this from an article. The current world population is about 8 billion. And my understanding is that New World Order wants to trim it 3 to 7 billion. But if they are using the Georgia Guidestones as their inspiration, then their estimate may be way too conservative, as the enigmatic Guidestones talk about sustainable world population. That's always a United Nations word, sustainable, being only about 500 million. If true, they'd better get to work, because they got a lot of killing to do. Oh, he says, wait a minute. They are getting to work. So there you go. There you go, folks. Here's a headline, Larry. What do you think of this one? Breaking: Red Cross demands anti-lockdown Americans be punished. The leader of the Red Cross is calling for a coordinated Big Brother censorship campaign to destroy the free speech of individuals skeptical of the experimental COVID-19 vaccines that are already proven to cause many dangerous side effects. And, of course, the United Nations, WHO, and whatnot would be saying, what do you mean, side effects? Well, we've got 45,000 people here died from this vaccine. Well, no, they didn't die from the vaccine. They died because we didn't get the vaccine into them soon enough. It's, how do we say, Orwellian doublespeak coming out of the CDC, coming out of the World Health Organization. And when Fauci's moving his lips like Obama, they're lying. They don't know how to do anything but lie to the people. And I got some interesting articles that will kind of back that one up. Larry, what have you got? I know you talked about you've got something on art code that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I went today and double-checked to see if he had any new stuff up, and he had one up, and give it, because I know you've glanced at it, and get your comment. Barry Rothman, December the 1st, updated one, and it's called Gary McKinnon, UFO Hacker, Targets NASA, Nazis, and Pentagon. And there's eight words in the matrix, and number one, Gary McKinnon. And if everybody doesn't, you know, if people don't remember, I believe this is a UK citizen that broke in to the Pentagon and the information with NASA on UFOs, and they've been trying to extradite him, I understand, to the U.S., but so far they haven't been able to. But anyway, number one, Gary McKinnon. Number two, NASA. Number three, Nazi. Number four, the alien. Number five, will verify. Number six, spies. Number seven, UFO. Number eight, computer. What do you think?
Wow, that's kind of interesting. I wonder why the word computer's in there. What would you think about that one? That's kind of a throw.
That doesn't puzzle me very much at all. That doesn't puzzle me very much, because I believe in our last show I mentioned the fact that remember Netanyahu had been visited with met with people from a craft, and
yes,
it was right after that. You remember the very strange enigmatic Stuxnet was introduced into the internet web in Iran, and I don't think they've ever cleaned all that out yet. And Stuxnet really seemed to be above the area we really had access to. So I'm wondering, is that also an alien? You know, Stuxnet, by the way, in case you don't know, you were talking about viruses. Stuxnet mm-hmm. is a virus. It's a computer virus. So maybe all of this dovetails together.
Certainly does. It's kind of like Bill Gates and Microsoft and virus. Now he's in the medical profession producing real viruses that really don't kill computers, they kill people. And, but again, you know, you bring in actually the Fourth Reich, you bring in UFO, and you bring in other work that Barry's done about the alien nature or the possible alien nature from the Torah codes of this COVID-19. And, you know, thousands upon thousands of doctors have come forward and said that they don't know what it is, but that the COVID-19 lockdowns and masks and all of that are a big hoax, and they're really, they're really just an instrument of the New World Order to bring in their Orwellian doublespeak New World Order. And I think they're on the way, and it ties directly into the Fourth Reich technology, UFOs, anti-gravity craft. I've seen them myself in my flying career. I have also seen the Cosmospheres, which are absolutely huge. I wasn't alone. About 400 people in the state of Wisconsin witnessed two Cosmospheres that were sitting very high in the air, I would say probably well above 80 or 100,000 feet, maybe even higher, 200,000 feet, we don't know. But they were riding a solar storm out by getting below the Van Allen belt. These things are huge. They have anti-gravity engines. If you put an anti-gravity engine inside the Great Pyramid, you could pick it up with one finger. It wouldn't weigh anything. And people don't realize that technology does now exist. We have it. We've had it for some time. The TR-3B, triangular aircraft, they're just probably one of a multitude of huge UFOs, like the Hindenburgs of Germany. I mean, the CIA kind of admitted that they found them when they went into Germany. And they found plans, and I've seen some of the plans myself. Huge, huge aircraft. And that would be the Fourth Reich. And that's what I think Barry Rothman's talking about, actually, is Fourth Reich material. Hitler did, in fact, probably get down to Antarctica. And who knows how long he did live, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What else you got, Larry? Boy, that's kind of an interesting one.
Well, it is, actually. And
that kid.
Then there's
then
there's another
one. That kid that you mentioned, he's still there. And he's the one who found... hacked into the computers and found that we did indeed have space fleet and off-Earth people, right?
Yeah, they've been wanting to extradite him from England, but England's kind of blocked it, and he's still in England. I don't figure we'll ever wind up getting him because he really exposed some good stuff.
Yes. Oh, well, the way it is. Anyway, interesting stuff, all of this. A brief note, 72 earthquakes in of all magnitudes.
Before you get into that,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, before you get off on a rabbit trail, do you want me to do the second code or not?
Yes, yeah, by all means.
Oh, okay, I was holding off on it till you got to commenting, but the interesting title of this, and it's December the 4th, which is today, it's still under construction, but you got a code or a matrix up with nine words or phrases in it. Very, very interesting. It's titled Ibrahimi, the Fourth Reich, there you go again, and the road ahead. And so basically, you know, and one of the concerns he had was the fact that as much information as he's delivered and delivered to the right sources, that nobody wants to go interview or talk to or actually follow up on any of the material involving this Ibrahimi character out of Canada. That's the one, you know, that said that he was a hybrid and was given instructions on where to find this meteorite and bring it up so, you know, that they could it had life in it. Anyway, number one, C, the letter C, Ibrahimi. Number two, Reich. Number three, Hitler, again. Number four, virus. Number five is a phrase. It says, the deeps covered them. They went down into the depths. Number six, like a stone. Number seven, armies. Number eight, the alliance. Number nine, plague. So all of that came up in a matrix tied in with Ibrahimi and this meteorite virus that Barry Ropman continues to say is alien sourced.
Yes, and that's probably referring to the CV-19, COVID-19 stuff, because nobody, they still don't even know what it is. The World Health Organization, the CDC, both said they never isolated it. Well, as you have said, and I've said before, if you can't isolate something, how do you make a test for it? And I got some information on these tests that are probably contaminated and nanobot loaded. But it's very, very strange. So they're getting back into now this sinking like a rock. That indicates probably either they went to Antarctica by going under the sea. And we do know we have undersea bases. I've seen them. People have found them when they Google and they go through the ocean areas. And there are some huge facilities way under the water. So we have no idea, folks, as to the strangeness of the world we live in, or the cosmos that we live in, for that matter. I don't think we have a clue. Do you, Larry? I really don't think we have a clue.
No, and as a matter of fact, everybody for the last 50 years has tried to give us a clue, became enemies of the state.
Yes, and a lot of them died, by the way, giving out wrong information. It's understandable when if you're giving out truthful information, you might get shot. But if you're giving out misinformation or disinformation, I'm not sure why they would, which is what they call it. And, of course, these people all die from hunting accidents, auto accidents. They drown mysteriously, or they die of heart attacks, et cetera, et cetera. It all boils down to what Alternative 3 called hot jobs. And I'm beginning to really believe that some of this stuff, you read an article where this preacher boy was railing to the general public about this fake CD19, all of a sudden he dies from it. Makes you wonder if they're not using satellite hot jobs, and then they label it COVID-19. By the way, folks, if the hospital labels your death as COVID-19, irrespective of what you died from, they get a lot of money for that. And that's why your so-called COVID-19 tests are skyrocketing all over the country. It's just an amazing fraud, what it is. Anyway, Larry, shall we get in? Just before we get into, I got other earth changes, but this just came in. 72 earthquakes in total. This is all in Hawaii. All magnitudes, last 24 hours. And again, a 4.1, the largest. What's going on out there? It almost, if you look at the map, it's almost like that whole flank is going to break off and go into the ocean.
Yeah, that's what it appears to be, and that's continuously where this is happening, and you know, at various depths, of course. But there's a number of people, experts, that have claimed that this was just this Hawaii flank was just as dangerous as the Canary Island situation.
Yes.
At La Palma, and that either one of those, if they go, if they fully go, they would create a tsunami.
Yeah, and that would be not a good thing for the United States. Okay, before we get into this, Mike Adams, Dave Hodges, and others on what's really going on behind the scenes, and I just want to use this caveat, this disclaimer, election fraud, arrest, we have been there before. Actually, for the last 4 years, where people like Clinton and others were going to Gitmo. So now we have to ask the question, is it real or is it Memorex? And how does one actually vet it? Once the story is out there and others run with it, and inside sources appear to be repeatedly wrong, we have to watch and wait to see if Trump actually has pulled a rabbit out of the hat and will deep six the traitors. Otherwise, we have some very interesting rumors and reads. What do you think, Larry? I mean, a lot of people are coming out saying, yeah, this is true. This is what's happened. I'm not so sure. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, they're giving that. They claim they're giving that from insiders that they trust. And, you know, most of this that you're talking about, including the election, if you'll remember, it was put under a classified national security situation.
Yes.
And so when it's national security, you're not supposed to know. You're not supposed to really ever know, actually.
Yeah.
And
that's right.
So really, you know, and there was something else. And I was on Augusto's show earlier today, and he also said he had sources that were telling him, and some of them, from so the Cubans down in Miami, that you know, this Haspel individual was in Gitmo and had been taken there, and that there was a lot of Crips being flown there, and there seems like some, you know, data shows that there's flights are going on, but this is information it's almost completely impossible to vet. Matter of fact, I cannot remember Donald Trump calling me and telling me any of this. I mean, it's simply not being told. And so what I'm saying is, along with your disclaimer, is that if you'll remember, the election was also put under national security. And it's national security issue, which tells you you're probably not going to know, or you're not supposed to know. And so anyway, by saying that, though, there is some really relatively interesting. And there was two that I listened to today. Early this morning, I listened to, and of course, these are not coming from YouTube or Vimeo or blah, blah, blah. You know, all of those have banned anything I'm talking about right now. Matter of fact, you know, I listened to the Hagman Report, and I sent you a copy of it. It's called Brace for Impact, the full show. And the information that Steve Quayle gave from his insiders was that Gina Haspel had been taken to, apparently captured in Germany and taken to Gitmo, and that Sidney Powell had been sent there and interviewed her. And by the way, also in that interview or that video was released that Sidney Powell is also completely authorized to not only call a military tribunal, she also has the authority to testify before any military tribunal is called. And according to Steve Quayle, if true now, Gina Haspel spilled her guts. In other words, she told everything. She told the whole deal and gave statements and pretty much surrendered. And the data is, you know, if true, she's been removed from Gitmo now and put in protective custody in some type of bunker somewhere, a safe place as some of this other begins to go down. But ironically, Mike Adams was on, you know, and he was using Brideon to get out. I sent you a copy of that, too.
Yes, I saw
that. And he gave a situation update that Trump invoked the foreign interference provision of 2018 executive order. And I do remember that coming out.
Yep.
And also he's reporting that Gina Haspel, John Brennan, Nancy Pelosi, and executives of Dominion are now at Gitmo. And, I got to thinking, I hadn't seen any of these characters on the news the last few days. Now, that may not mean anything at all. Maybe they're busy. You know, maybe Nancy's working with her ice cream in her fridge, but it doesn't. You know, you got to say that might be a clue when suddenly all of these big mouth people that literally hate Trump's guts are silent, and you get no reason for that to be. You know.
Yep.
So anyway, I just thought it's kind of interesting. But another thing that Hal Turner posted today was really interesting too. And I know you've got kind of a dating system going. Listen to this headline here. He says, December 14th, is the drop-dead date for America's 2020 election. Trump is on a short timeline for survival. What do you think?
Wow. Well, they either got to assassinate this guy, or he's going to pull a rabbit out of the hat and put all these traitors into deep six of them. I mean, treason is treason, and normally the death penalty is for treason. And we've been knowing for a long time now that Schumer and Pelosi and all these guys, they're committing treason and have been for quite a while. In fact, we've often wondered, well, why isn't anything done to them? So I have to wonder even now, why isn't anything done to them? Well, maybe it's starting. Hopefully it's starting. And hopefully we're going to see a renaissance in America. But if we do, it'll be the last one, because we know what the fate of America is, in spite of all the false prophets that are telling us peace, peace, and when there is no peace, and peace and security when there is no peace and there is no security. And we're going to go along, and America's going to rise again and be the greatest nation ever on the face of the planet. And she's never going to see bad times. Well, that's not what Bible prophecy says. It says just the opposite. The only question we have then is Trump and what he's doing going to delay further any judgment or not. That's basically where we're at. We're coming up on some very, very interesting timelines. As most of you probably know, we had Steve Fletcher on not very long ago, and his December 14th, which has some very interesting things that dovetail into it. Now, it doesn't mean necessarily that the church, he's convinced the church is going to go then. Well, the church has to go sometime. There is an omega point for the age of grace and the church age. And then we move into a whole nother dispensation of works, legalisms, where if you put your head in the guillotine, it's counted. You might remember that Paul said that you could give your life for the faith. Didn't matter. Didn't profit you anything. Speaking about being killed as a martyr. During a church age. But all that changes suddenly in the book of Revelation, where putting your head in a guillotine or being killed for the cause of Christ counts everything. It's the same thing as rebirth and being ushered into the kingdom. So this is getting very, very interesting timeline-wise, because we are coming up on this conjunction between Saturn and Jupiter. They'll be 0.06 degrees apart, almost like, I'm not convinced that the star Bethlehem was that. An awful lot of people claim it was. And this will be the first one in 800 years that close together. And it just so happens to be, guess when? Winter solstice, 1221. There's more than one expert, in particular one, who said that the Mayan calendar date for the beginning of the end of the world was on December 21st, 2012. But he claims that the Mayan date, actually, if you take in consideration the differences between their calendar and ours, is December 21st, 2020, which is kind of interesting in view of what Steve found, Steve Fletcher, on the December 14th date, which led me to kind of a heads up, watch December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, which would be a seven-day warning to the people who are watching. It's not to the world. The world doesn't pay any attention to those things. Like Noah got a seven-day warning. In the day Methuselah dies, it comes forth. Well, he had 7 days. And he got into the ark and was saved. Our ark is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the people of the church, if they're watching, might find something. And your friend out there that's earthquake sensitive said some major earthquakes might be coming, right?
Yeah, I got an email from him today, and he said, watch for a large earthquake in the next 2 or 3 days, which basically, Stuart, would put that in the timeline, I suppose, since this is the 4th of almost the 7th.
Yes, exactly. So I'm wondering if we're going to see something major occur that the world at large will not notice, but the Christians who are really watching will know, and that would be our 7-day warning, if Steve's concept and his belief is correct. And he does have a lot of things that dovetail into that. December 14th, it's the middle of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is when Jesus Christ revealed himself to Israel, told them who he was. And, of course, they didn't believe him. And he said, well, you don't believe me. I already told you. You don't believe it. So it's not that they weren't told. Fact is, they just didn't believe it. And there's some ritual within that feast that's kind of interesting. I don't want to get into it because we're not out of time. But here's something. Getting back to the election, because we can wander all over the place. It says they grabbed Gina, referring to CIA director Gina Haspel, and the implications that Haspel's being held allegedly for treason, which, of course, if she was in on this, that's exactly what it is. It's treason. Everyone is scared. Everyone knows that once this thing begins, once the dominoes begin to fall, it just accelerates. So many at the Department of Justice, that would include Bill Barr, because I thought Trump made a kind of an interesting remark, and I think you're the one who told me. Was it you that said that Trump had said, that somebody asked him what he thought of Bill Barr, and he said, within a couple of weeks, you'll know.
Yeah, that was actually an interview that, you know, he was talking, and he was going to a meeting or something. I saw it, and one of the reporters popped off, you know how they do with their smart mouths, and said, Mr. President, do you have any confidence in Bill Barr? And he turned around and kind of smiled and just said very clearly, ask me again in 2 weeks. So there you are, Stuart. There's a two-week, and that was a couple of days ago. That puts it in this funny timeline that we're watching.
It sure does. There's something going on behind the scenes, folks, and it's going to slap us right in the face. And I don't think the vast majority of the American people even have a clue as to what's really coming. Whichever way this goes, whether Biden gets in, that's going to be horrific. He's already told pretty much what he wants to do. And if Trump continues and they assassinate him, all hell is going to break loose. And if they challenge the election and win it, what do you think the left is going to do? They're going to go totally and completely berserk. And I don't know, Larry, but I think we're heading into a real revolution. And unfortunately, probably the guns will start coming out of the closet. It'll be lock and load, and there'll be a lot of shooting. And it'll go red. What do you think?
Yeah, that's, of course, that, you know, that is part of an experience Anton Johansson saw. He saw a second Civil War in America. So, you know, even though I know a lot of people don't expect that to happen, I'll tell you what, I would keep my head down.
Yeah, this is something else. Now, I'm not sure where I got this one, but many at the Department of Justice fear that SCOTUS will kick the election can down the road to the House of Representatives, and they will decide, which means, of course, that Trump will win. Trump will win. Many will go to prison or even face a firing squad. And then the editor says, please take note of the fact that the Department of Justice broadened acceptable executions to include death by firing squad. And I was told the DOJ did not initiate that change. It was Trump himself. I hate Trump, he goes on, but I have a hard time participating in a coup. I am on the periphery, but I may be close enough to be prosecuted. I sit in meetings and also engage in casual conversations initiated by people that I suspect of being co-conspirators to treason. And I just nod and acknowledge their comments. But I am careful to make no statements which would implicate me. There is no way out for me. I need to establish a pattern of at least benign neglect. Otherwise, my life may be over. I believe that an actual and physical coup against Trump could be close. I would be surprised if they killed him. Arrested, yes, but not killed because of the blowback. If Trump were to be assassinated, much of the military could be mobilized now that Trump had consolidated key commands that only answer to him. I could see a situation where a group shows up in the Oval Office and arrests Trump. Fake charges being concocted already by my colleagues. They are speaking of Pardongate. It is impeachment 2.0. Could be the impetus to move POTUS out and Biden in before the inauguration. Remember, Schumer called for the approval of Biden's cabinet in advance, or in advance of the January 20th date. Schumer is clearly up to his butt in this conspiracy, and I'm exchanging words here. The inner circle of the DOJ has shrunk. In the past few days, meetings that many would have attended have now been limited to small percentages. Given the context, I have to believe they are discussing how to neutralize Trump before all this blows back on them. What do you think? In other words, are they getting so scared with what they're seeing and what they're hearing that they're going to move up their plans to get rid of him in one way or another? And is it going to work?
Well, that's really interesting because Hal Turner a few days ago posted that Washington, D.C. was absolutely in a panic and that the deep state and Democrats were, some of them were scurrying for safety, hiding out, and other ones were making plans. So, you know, what's interesting, Stuart, and I've thought of this over and over and over, you get them cornered, you'll see a false flag. They know how to bring one about.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I guess all we can do is wait and watch. I mean, the Lord did say, don't fret about tomorrow because the evil of the day is sufficient thereof. So I guess the advice from the Lord is day by day, pray that it's pretty normal. And but the prophecies are coming in that are stating there's a new one out, pounding on December. It's all going to break loose in December. Well, of course, if we had a Pearl Harbor on the 7th, if we have some major event take place on the 14th, then we have this convergence of Saturn and Jupiter on the 21st, winter solstice, and a long, dark winter. So I guess it all depends on how things go. What else you got, Larry, you want to talk about?
Well, I was thinking also of that, the book that, you know, that general wrote, Dark Winter, and how oddly, you know, remember back at well, I think they only really had one debate, I believe, because everything else fell through, but, you know, that one debate, I think, that I remember, Biden first began using that terminology, we're going into a dark winter, and I remember Donald Trump didn't even wait. He interjected while Biden was still talking and said, well, it's not going to be that bad. So it's almost like, Stuart, that if we've got two timelines, the Biden dark winter would be horrendous, while under a Trump, it might not be that bad, so to speak.
Yeah. I guess it all depends on how you want to view things. But it would be nice if we got a delay. Maybe more people could come in to the kingdom. The age of grace might be extended. We we really don't know how all that works. It's the Lord and the Lord's timetable on all of it. So, but here's something from, let's see if I can find it. This is from Mike Adams, and he's been really heavy on all this stuff being actually true. You remember that Donald Trump gave a speech, and it was 45 minutes long, and it was videotaped. It wasn't so, and a lot of people wondered, well, what in the world is he doing? Why is he doing this? But Mike Adams says, then about 30 minutes into the speech, he invokes legal language that clearly references Trump's September 12, 2018 executive order, which describes remedies for foreign interference in U.S. elections. And here's what Trump says. The only conceivable reason why you would block common sense measures to verify legal eligibility for voting is you are trying to encourage, enable, solicit, or carry out fraud. It is important for Americans to understand that these destructive changes to our election laws were not a necessary response to the pandemic. The pandemic simply gave the Democrats the excuse to do what they were trying to do with many, many years. Note carefully the phrase, Mike Adams says, trying to encourage, enable, solicit, or carry out fraud. That comes right out of his 2018 executive order, which obviously was drawn up by his legal people. What do you think, Larry? That speech was very, very different.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, the last few days, there's been a lot of talk in the background about Trump's most important speech he just gave and some warnings that he gave during that speech. And I don't have that on hand, but, you know, you've often said Trump uses a lot of very interesting words.
Yes. He loves to code. He's playing with people. It's kind of like the biblical, the scriptures are coded. And unless you really study, you don't figure out what the code is. For example, water is very often used as a code word for divine love. Well, if you didn't study, you wouldn't figure that one out, et cetera, et cetera. So Donald does kind of the same thing from an earthly perspective. He's making comments that you know, like he said, well, you know, there's a storm coming. Well, what was the storm? What is the storm? Is it COVID-19? Or is it what we're going through right now with the election? And who's going to come out on top? All they have to do is use a false flag, like you've mentioned a number of times. All they need is a an economic collapse, we could have a UFO arrival. There's any number of things that would all of a sudden put all of this to one side. And the whole world would change overnight. Anyway, here's another headline. I want to get into COVID before we run out of time. Unapproved Pfizer vaccine is being mass shipped throughout the U.S. despite a promise to wait for a green light from the FDA. So they're in violation of the law. What is going on here? I don't know if you all remember a fellow by the name of David Spangler. He was director of the Planetary Initiative out of the United Nations. And he made this comment, and I want to tie this to COVID-19 and the vaccines and the testing. No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation. Now, what that is unknown. But knowing what we have been told now about nanobot technology and the very strange vaccines that they're rushing through, makes one wonder if you got infected with this, and I want to get into a couple of the doctors warning about this, could that possibly be the initiation where your whole body is now becomes a hybrid? Nanobot technology, they're all saying mRNA, I guess, vaccines. They're trying to dispute that it does invade the cells, but major doctors are claiming, yes, it does. Now, I want to get into a little bit of this, Larry. I'm sure you watched Laura Ingraham, and she was interviewing a renowned scientist. And this is what he said. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, so I won't try because I'm just not sure how you do it. But anyway, this is what he said. He's a microbiologist who said the looming COVID-19 vaccine is downright dangerous and will send you to your doom. Now, here's exactly what he said. Laura Ingraham, Fox Channel host, on the social distancing and the mask. Just to focus on that for a moment, which of these two in your research and your work has been most displaced? He answers, both. Both? Not backed up by science? Doctor says, zero silence. So, I mean, you're being told, folks. He described it as utter nonsense. And he more or less said that Dr. Fauci is basically either awful stupid or whatever, but someone who says this has not the slightest inkling of the basics of immunology. In response to Ingraham's final question, do you think COVID-19 vaccine is unnecessary? He said, I think it's downright dangerous, and I warn you, if you go along these lines, you are going to your doom. Folks, why would a doctor of such renown warn you that if you take this, you're going to your doom? What do you think that means, Larry?
Well, I would have to say that the president, I believe, is of Chile, Bolsonaro, I think that's how you say his name, he has said, and he's had COVID, by the way, but he is now saying that he will not require anyone in his whole country to take the vaccine, and their vaccine will be coming from China, according to their data. He said, because, number one, once they introduce this into your body, which we don't even know what it is totally, that it cannot be removed. It's permanent. Whatever goes in stays in. And he said that involving particles, nanoparticles and bots and stuff, he said all kind of things in it. And he said that since nobody that anybody knows of has singled out the exact portion of the disease, if you haven't singled out the source, the exact source, how do you make a vaccine? It's impossible.
Yeah, exactly. Here's another headline. Top pathologist claims COVID-19 is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. This guy's a whiz kid, too. Top pathologist Dr. Roger Hodgkinson told government officials in Alberta during a Zoom conference call that the current coronavirus crisis is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting people. Now, here's something from The Nation here. That's Hal Turner. Willful fraud. Politicians in hospitals in New York and New Jersey calling flu deaths COVID. Well, of course, they do that because they get a lot of money. They get thousands of dollars if they label a flu death, a heart attack, whatever. Maybe you got shot in a fight and you died from it. Oh, that's COVID-19. Guy had COVID. And they are lying through their teeth. Even the chief scientist at Pfizer, I think it was, said it was a hoax. This latest new wave is just a hoax. I don't know if we're, like, I just cannot imagine why the American people are sitting down here and not fighting this. Although there is a lot now, there's a lot more anger rising up and a lot more resistance. Do you think the people will finally wake up and resist? And then they'll try to clamp down even hotter, and that won't work. So what else did they got? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say Art Bell didn't expect them to wake up.
Yeah, I remember. that was he was a great radio host.
And by the way, Stuart, on Augusto's show today, he popped up with something that I wasn't even aware of. And if you'll remember, Trudeau in Canada is setting up a mandatory shot for everybody, and anybody that doesn't take it goes to camps. And
yes,
he's serious about that. Now, what's interesting is Augusto says the intelligence information coming out of the Cuban people in Miami indicate that Trudeau absolutely is the son of Fidel Castro, that he's really Castro, but he's using the name Trudeau, and he's running Canada into the ground and doing what good communists do.
Yeah, well, they're good at it. Here's another one from California. All residents within the city of Los Angeles must remain in their homes and follow the city's safe at home order, which mirrors guidance from LA County, according to the mayor's office. So on and on and on they go with all of these things that are proven not to work, not to work at all. And yet the American people just sit there and say, oh, I guess I got to stay home. Can't even walk my dog. I got to wear a mask in my own house. I can only take it off when I'm eating. I got to wear it when I'm sleeping. Oh, I best I'd do that. So somebody wrote an article, and it's kind of crude, but it makes you wonder just how far the American people are going to go. Where he said, you know, you could tell Fauci or these other people could tell the American people, you have to duck your head in a toilet bowl 3 times a day to solve this issue of COVID-19. He said, I bet they'd do it. This is how much of a spell, a witchcraft spell, this has become. Anyway, what do you think?
Well, what's interesting is I went to town today, and I can't even count on my hand how many people I see driving around in cars with the windows rolled all the way up, wearing masks, driving down a highway. It's just it's shocking, Stuart. It's got to be, they're mesmerized.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something going on here. It's just too bad to watch. It's sad to watch this stuff. Getting over to Iran, they vowed to double spending on their nuclear program. They're going to really crank this up. Are we going to allow that?
Well, that's a hard question to answer because Biden is set to usher Iran into their new kingdom, basically with Obama's blessing.
Yes.
So that's what he's saying. Now, what's interesting, Stuart, is I don't know if you saw the intelligence that came out about the scientist being killed. However, if the intelligence is true, and you almost can't vet it, they've already got, well, number one, let's put this out there. They've already got nukes. They bought a bunch of them, you know, whether they got them from North Korea, got them from Russia, you know, no matter where they got them, China, they bought some. So they've got nukes. It's not like they've got to make any or can't make it. They've got some. But apparently they already had made some too, and they were about to do, according to some of the intel coming out of the Middle East, this scientist that was recently assassinated in just outside Tehran. He was leading, getting a deal up in the next month or so. They were going to explode a nuclear weapon underground, and which would mean suddenly they are a nuclear nation. And what are you going to do about it? We're already there. We've already made our own nuke. So, you know, that's the very same thing that North Korea did. And, of course, North Korea worked closely with Iran. But, you know, this whole scenario is incredible because Obama worked hard, him and all the rest of them, you know, worked hard to make Iran a nuclear nation, and they gave them all kind of money. And so, you know, you've got Trump in there. If he stays, there's going to be a lot of trouble. If he goes, there's going to be a lot of trouble. But the interesting thing is, in the time frame, though, between now and then, whether he stays or whether he goes, Israel has already pretty much planned to attack Iran before Trump's out of office. That's their last shot.
Yeah, this will be their last attempt to do it if they're going to do it. Switching over to UFOs, put away the tinfoil hats. This is the headline. The UFO phenomenon is about to get very real. And I'm wondering, this is coming out of the United States Navy, basically, the proof of the extraterrestrial origins, unidentified aerial phenomenon, blah, blah, blah. Sounds to me like they may know the arrival is right at hand. What do you think about that, Larry? Because why are they introducing all of this all of a sudden?
Yeah, and
saying
the same
they're
time,
off Earth. They're off
well,
Earth.
Well, Barry Rothman, if you read, he's got an extensive article on the DOD connecting with him and a lot of his codes, and he claims that they are in the process right now of disclosure. So now whether that's going to come to fruit, I don't know. But I think we're pretty well in a very strange atmosphere in this country.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know. I mean, no eyes, but take it or leave it, says there will not be a disclosure by our government. The disclosure will come from the aliens themselves when they land, when they arrive. And they will have proof with them that they basically says that the Bible is false, number one, and probably that they are our creators. And humanity is going to buy into it, just like they did with the Native Americans and the Star Nation people or the Star people. Kind of interesting how all this is going to fit together. I just think we're getting awful close to something of that nature. And the whole world's going to change when it does. Mike from around the world is talking again about a possible, we're in a debris field. And he says, like, I'm not sure why nothing has happened. I mean, we have, as far as I know, Larry, have we had any impact events?
We've had a few small ones, one in Africa, and I heard there was one, I think, in Russia, and maybe another one in South America recently. We're having this stuff, bolides or whatever, blow up in the sky almost every night now somewhere. I mean, I'm noticing when I go on Yahoo News, every day there's a new one blew up or shot across the sky. It's all the time.
Yeah. He says, where has it headed into a cluster of these things? Authorities are scrubbing the data to hide what is coming. Tsunamis, volcanism, concentrated dust clouds, toxic ingredients are just some of the things that will result. Your lungs will suffer. How long you live will be disrupted by what is about to occur. Agenda 2030 is about catastrophic lowering of the population count. So they may have known all this is coming anyway. They're not stupid. They've got telescopes that we don't even know about. And then he says something about they're getting ready to start shipping to the moon and Mars, which I thought was kind of interesting. And children have been recruited, evidently, for this. So that goes along with what you saw. Anyway, Larry, thanks a lot for coming on. Thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. It is really a heads up from now on. We could be getting into some really interesting events. Anyway, take care, everybody, and thanks for listening. Thank again, Larry. Take care.